You going outside today? I'm going outside.
He's an Aquarius.
I know, that's why I said they're not a Pisces. Oh, I'm a Pisces, Pisces, sorry.
Pisces, I don't know any.
You don't, well, you know,
you probably know some, Pisces. And you probably know some and just don't know. They might not be close to you.
What, Pisces? Pisces are, they started yesterday and it goes all the way to March.
My nephew is a Pisces.
To like
are
March
y'all like emotional?
They say we emotional.
Yes, they a water sign.
We're a water sign. Most water signs are emotional, though.
But they're like, Pisces are like the more creative water signs, you know?
Yeah, because he's like an artist.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. That sounds like
every
a Pisces.
Every Pisces I know is like super creative. And yeah. Especially
it's the Scorpios you don't like. It's the Scorpios.
I don't like Leos.
Really?
They be lying because they be lying. That's why they sign is a lion. They say lion
as Leo. For real?
I don't fuck with Leos.
They do
be like Pisces and Leos like this. Most of all my close friends are Leos.
See,
but I kind
of my close people are Leos. That's how I know they be lying.
My close friends are Aquarius. I love Aquarius.
Really?
And other Sag.
You a Sag?
I'm Sagittarius. We
lit. I like Sag. My son's a Sagittarius.
Yeah, that's why you like him, because your son.
No, he lit. He's a Sagittarius.
You know what? And my friend who does astrology, he's a Libra sun and a Sagittarius moon.
Do astrology?
Yeah, he does readings.
I got a friend that does the same thing.
We talking about the same friend.
Oh, you know who we talking about? We talking about the same person.
Yes, and so this friend, he's a Libra sun and then a Sagittarius moon. And he was like, the main thing with Sagittarius, they need freedom.
Oh, we gotta have freedom.
And that's what, and I see that with my son. It's so hard raising y'all though. So let me talk to your mama. Let me see what she did.
We gotta have freedom. We hate like repetitiveness and like being in like this
conformity and just like the monotony of the set, because he asked me, he'd be like, mama, every single day I have to get up, go to school, come home,
that
eat, take a shower,
rap.
Go to sleep. Every single
he don't
day,
like it.
He hated it.
It's a rep. Like having like normal jobs. I was just 28 when I was able to like function on a job that I have to go sit down and like I can't do that type of stuff.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 30.
Yes.
You 30? You said it like it was like.
I know, I was like, is there a number?
This I'm like, I'm waiting 31, 32.
It's about to be a number after this.
Okay, 30. That's a good year though. That's I'm looking forward to 30.
Me too.
Everybody make 30 look so good.
Yeah. You are. Yeah, a lot of people that I know soon they. Just talk.
She's so funny,
like y'all.
We got a bad bitch in here today. Period.
Right, yes. You is looking real good, girl. Real good. Y'all both look good.
Look, I'm going, RIP my Uncle Dion. I'm going to a funeral after this, so I had to dress.
But that black real sexy on you. You know, I hope niggas don't try to holler at you at the funeral, but they might.
Look, this is how I show up when I got to shake some ass first and then go mourn later. I came in here. She has some damn city girls.
I had on some city girls. I was like, yeah, we finna twerk some ass before you go to the funeral. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta twerk at 11, gotta cry at 12.
I'm screaming, but nah, for real. I'm about to shake some ass later. I'm gonna drop these kids off to my mama.
Thank you.
And I'm about to.
You feel me?
She's a bartender.
Shout out
to our bartender. She be making them drinks.
Thank you. I just did a little mimosa today because I was running late.
No, this is good. Yeah, I love
this. You know what? That's my favorite. I can't do the other ones anymore.
What, champagne?
Like, yeah, regular champagne. Like, Brut, is that the regular one? I don't really like
that. I like, if I'm going to drink champagne, not to be no bougie bitch, but I want to drink, like, Clicquot. Like, okay. That brand for champagne, or more like a more, I don't like cheap champagne.
Yeah.
And that's what they put in mimosas. They put that cheap-ass $5 champagne. That's why your ass be sick.
Uh-huh.
It's hell.
Lit.
And you be lit so fast because it's the cheap-ass champagne, then that sugar of the orange juice and stuff in it. But
see, and I was gonna put us a little shot next time. I'm gonna do it. When I have time to get everything, I'm gonna get the because I want to do that pineapple orange juice and then put a little shot of tequila.
I've been reading that like Prosecco and tequila. I want to try that.
Yes, that sound like a day party right there.
Who that man is? That's mailman,
like
y'all.
A delivery. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little delivery. But yeah, y'all. So everybody shaking some ass later on.
She's so funny. Y'all, Tandra is so funny.
She about to.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's why we never. That's why we never. I should never told you that. Cause now you acting like this.
Which is like, you know what?
Look, she blushing and everything, y'all. I wish y'all could see her face. It's hilarious.
I didn't know.
Well, since you talking now, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. This your girl, Champagne. Don't DM me. I'm Fertile.
The hostess with the mostest.
The hostess with
period.
The mostest. Thank you for. Thank you for the shout out.
You hear me?
Okay, sis.
Tedra, tell us your Instagram name.
Okay, so y'all, my name is Tedra. My Instagram is FindyK. My business page is Dose Beauty Co.
Make sure y'all follow both pages. And I'm about to follow them both.
Skincare business along with my business partner. Her name is Alexis Reedus. She's also a very great nail artist, y'all. So if you need your nails done, she's an esthetician as well. She will do all of that one stop shop.
Yes, I was about to say,
all her.
To
I need both of y'all information.
Yeah, she do so good. She take her time. She get the mood set. It's in her home, but she has like a personal area for it. And yeah,
yes,
everything.
Yes, well, it's your girl, Miss Jazz. We in here. I'm so happy to have Tedra in here. We're talking about how this shit is hard. We're all mommies and business owners. And the shit is hard. So
it definitely is hard. Shout out to Flying Mama Mia. She couldn't make it today, but I definitely wanted to give her a shout out.
Yes,
because
we love Moneybag Mia.
Yeah, we know how Moneybag. Y'all know how Moneybag is. But no. No, this shit is definitely hard. You say your daughter is 7?
Yes.
So how is it? Because we're boy moms. So how is it raising a girl?
I ain't gonna lie, I want a little girl.
Y'all
so.
Know that saying, like, what is it, like, you reap what you sow, mm-hmm. type shit. Like, mm-hmm. that's what I'm getting right now from my 7-year-old. She's just 7 years old, and I'm already, like, because I kind of gave my mom a hell. Like, now we got the best relationship. She's mm-hmm. my best friend in the world. But I'm starting to, like, get all that shit back. I love her. She is a beautiful being. She is so free-hearted. My baby's a Libra, so I love
her. She's the best. We the best.
She is.
I'm starting to like Libras.
She's such a challenging little person. What y'all got?
What's all Libra?
Chill, Libra.
Tell me, what is challenging about her person? Because from the pictures, she be fly as hell. You keep her cute as hell. So you can tell she's sassy. Like, that's one thing. Libras, we used to be in, like, the center of attention, kind of. And we like to look good. So I can, you know, I can tell she
like
looking good.
Two different types, like, because I feel like that was Sag. Like, I feel like it's two.
Yeah.
Always, like, two different sides.
Yeah, because I'm a September. I can't talk.
What?
She's an October Libra.
Yeah, it is a little different. It is a little different.
I feel like with my Libra, she wants peace. She wants mm-hmm. to be friends with everybody. She is sassy, but I feel like she owns that part of her a little bit more when she's away from me. Like, with her daddy and stuff, she kind of do that sassy. I mean, you know, type stuff.
You're supposed to do that with your daddy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely very sassy with my dad.
She get her way.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
When she at home, she don't really do too much of that, but she's very much, she wants to be, like, friends with everybody and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's my thing. Like, I'm more of a, like, hard type of person, and I just want her to kind of, I want that to rub off on her.
It's not going to rub off. Now, kind of
later it will.
Maybe later.
Yeah, it will, because my mama's a Leo, and I was just having a conversation with her, like, because usually Libras, we like balance, we like peace, we don't like, you know, confrontation and all that type of stuff, but I'm still skeptical, and it came later in my age. It took for me to get my feelings hurt and just be like,
experiences.
And she's an October Libra, but when it hit, she gonna shut shit down. Like,
period.
It's gonna, because every October Libra I know is like that, and we all had the same experiences, you know. Early in life, we were like, I want to be your friend, I want us all to be friends. And by the time we hit, like, high school, it's like, build a fence around my house and y'all please. Motherfuckers stay out there, like, you mm-hmm. know. So please. It'll develop over time, but
that's my only, like, thing with her. I just hope that she builds that fence you're talking about.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
And that's the hardest part about being a parent. Like, I think kids naturally, they're so sweet.
They innocent.
Want them
they
to
don't
get
know.
Their feelings hurt and shit like that.
They don't
but
know.
They literally have to learn that from experience. Like,
they do.
It's scary.
Yeah, my twins are very friendly. And sometimes I'll be like, they're Taurus, though.
Okay.
They're, my moon is a Taurus, which is why me and them probably get along so well, because their sign is a Taurus and my moon sign is a Taurus, and I don't be seeing no problem. They just very Taurus are
like outspoken, because I'm just now becoming acquainted with some Taurus.
Yeah, most Taurus are very blunt, they very outspoken, they very hard headed and stubborn. That is definitely them.
Yeah.
But that's me as well. I'm very outspoken, very blunt at times. So the Pisces in me is like, hey girl, what's up? We finna kick it. And then you start kicking with me and you be like, I can't believe she said that shit to me. My bad. It just came out.
And
way.
That's what I appreciate about her, because I'm always told, like, you didn't have to say it like this. You are too blunt and too,
that's
you know.
Sagittarius too. Like, yeah. Very blunt. Mm-hmm. Just very calm and collected. But we gonna tell y'all what the fuck going on.
My kid's daddy is a Sag.
Y'all, so, Pisces and Sagittarius, y'all like the most fun signs I've hung with. You know.
Y'all,
like,
so we all gonna hang out, y'all. Yes! Yes, we finna kick it. Nah, but your skin look really good. I was looking at your skin. I'm like, thank God. Yeah. Because, you know, my biggest thing is you ever meet somebody, they be like, I'm a hairstylist, and their hair be fucked up. Or,
like, be a product of your product.
But y'all know we all human, and, like, we go, because my skin has not been the best here lately.
Yeah, of course.
Like, everybody go through. Like, I'm just now getting back into, like, my skin looking good.
Mm-hmm. It's because the season messes change. Me up.
Yes.
Yeah. When it started getting cold, my skin gets so dry, so I start using different products trying to return the moisture, and then I end up doing too much. Now that my pores getting clogged, like my now my skin is breaking.
Yeah.
And so now it's
you
like.
You need to see Alexis. You need to holler at.
Alexis. I'm gonna holler at.
So
Alexis.
I want to talk to Alexis too, because I want to know how many times should I be getting a facial? Is that like a monthly
thing? My friend
thing?
Told me once a month.
That's what I was thinking, like once a month thing.
She said, but she didn't understand.
I know, you know. I just want to know.
We're going to send this. We're going to send a clip to Alexis, and you're going
to
help us.
How many? You said she was pregnant. Shout out to Alexis.
Yeah, she is about 4 or 5 months pregnant. She looked like she's like 8 months already. But, yeah.
Aw, poor.
She's still out there working and grinding.
Yes, shout out to the pregnant women working.
Pregnant mamas, we be making shit happen for real. Because I was looking at videos when I was working, when I was pregnant, and I was like, girl. My mama was like, and I was working in the shop doing hair. She was like, I forget how pregnant you are sometimes just because you working so much, you know?
Yeah. Like, I love when you had mirror like on your chest and you was working with his little.
That was another thing. I went back to work early as hell, so I did have to take him to the shop with me. Used to have him strapped to my chest and they're braiding people looking like the Africans. I mean, come on, motherland.
Yes, come on. Mirror gonna look back and be like, my mama was definitely a bad bitch. She
was- and yesterday I was doing her. He called his daddy. My mama is still working. Can you send me a pizza? I said, you better be proactive. Son,
send me a pizza. Got me weak.
send a pizza to my
send
house.
Send a pizza. Send a pizza. Like, I like that. Yeah.
My mama working. Get mama. Him together.
Yes, get him together. So, when did you and Alexis start your skincare line?
So first of all, me and Alexis have been friends since I met her in ninth grade.
Oh, how
Nashville
cute!
School of Arts.
Come on, NSA.
The best school on the planet.
Oh, so that's how y'all know each other.
Yeah,
huh?
It's okay. High school.
NSA. But me and Alexis started our skincare business. Talks about it in like 2019, 2018, and then of course during the pandemic, we didn't have nothing else to do, so we was just like, let's do it. Let's just run with it. And that's how it kind of got started, y'all. And we just now get to a point where we don't have to do as much. Mm-hmm. We have a website now, and people like actually go on our website and shop. We have a lot of returning customers. So I'm just really proud about that.
That's
that,
good.
That
that's
me
good.
Really happy, yeah.
So how was it starting a business in the middle? You said in the pandemic, right?
Yep, in the pandemic.
So was y'all bored? No, seriously.
I mean, we didn't have nothing to do, a lot to do.
Because I feel like a lot of people started stuff in the pandemic.
It was really challenging, though, because Alexis was way in Florida.
Okay.
And I was in Nashville. And so it was really hard because I had, like, the vision of what I wanted. And she was just, well, not just, she was the person that I needed to, like, bring it to life. Because I could have reached out to anybody in Nashville, but, like, I knew that she was the one. And I'm so glad because we just work so well.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
We mesh so well. There's never any issues. We haven't had one argument.
Look, what's her sign?
What's she, Alexis. Ooh.
When's her birthday?
July.
Is she
either
Cancer
or a Leo? Is it the beginning of July or
no, but we get along.
She must be a Leo then. You said you like Leos. No, you said you don't like Leo.
I don't like Leo.
Let me find out she a Leo, though. Yeah. And then you go, you in here with that Leo slander.
She's either a Cancer or a Leo, but Cancers is not that bad.
They
just I think Cancers are way more emotional than any other water sign.
I got a story to tell, but I'm going to save it for another day.
Oh, Lord, now I want to hear that.
Cancers, really both of them.
I don't know.
Really both of them.
They are extremely emotional.
So they really, really sensitive and emotional. And I compare, like, the three water signs, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. Scorpio is more, like, extreme. Like, if you hurt my feelings, I'm finna come burn your house down.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I'm saying? A Cancer
and
is more
toxic.
So, yeah, very.
Scorpio, yeah.
Yeah, Scorpios are very toxic.
Yes, and a Cancer is more like, I'm gonna be passive aggressive, but I'm gonna get you back, and I'm gonna cause you pain, but it's gonna be a slow pain.
Y'all,
and they're very
the
calculated.
I can't stand passive aggressiveness. Like, if it's an issue or whatever it is, let's just
tell it. Tell me right now. I'm the same way.
I'm the same way.
I like open communication. It might hurt my feelings the first time you say it, but I'd rather you just say it.
Let's just talk.
Let's just talk it out. Let's just talk it out.
But
I hate that.
This story.
Me too. Go ahead, tell us.
Yeah, y'all. Look, plot twist. It was a Leo sun, Cancer moon. Okay. You know, the moon is how you process your emotions.
Yeah, that's your emotions.
So the moon is. Yes, yeah. The moon is like who you really are. Like your sun, like your sun is a Sagittarius, but whatever your moon sign is, that's who you really are.
How do I know what my moon sign is?
We have to do your chart. We can do it.
We can do it. We can go to CoStar. You can do that. We can do it. Because I know my sun is Pisces. My rising sun is Pisces. So I'm very, like that Pisces energy, when you meet me, that's what you get. But the more you get to know me, that emotional side is definitely Taurus. So that's when you like, that bitch don't listen.
See, and I'm a Capricorn moon, so my emotions, I'm very detached with my emotions. I'm very, like, calculated with my emotions. Like, I can explain, I tell my auntie all the time, like, emotions are like a glass plate. If you hand them to me, I can handle them well. If you throw that shit from across the room, bitch, you're dead to me. Like, mm-hmm. So don't come at me screaming and crying. I don't deal well with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm automatically going to pull back, and when you're ready to talk, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
So the person I was dealing with was a Leo sun, but a Cancer moon. So he approaches you and appears like a Leo, confident, strong, all of this. Mm-hmm. It's a fire sign. So he appears like, you know how fire signs are. Yeah. They just, you know. And so the Cancer was how he really processed his emotions. And so I used to tell him, the water from the Cancer is trying to put out your flame, so you're constantly having a battle. You know what I'm saying? You're constantly battling yourself. And so he was way more emotional, and it was just like, why are you acting like this? Why are you? And he used to get mad because I'm not arguing with him.
Right.
And I'm like, when you're ready to talk, let's talk. But until then, I'm going to go to the stove. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I can't deal with it.
My mom is a Capricorn, and she's very detached. Like,
yeah.
Like, she'd be like, girl, what the fuck? She's not with it.
And so, I got a question. Is Libras, is that an earth sign?
It's an air sign.
It's an air sign.
That's why we're good at communication and shit like that.
That's why we miss air and water.
Those are earth signs. Like, love a Virgo. Men have had me in a chokehold for the past 10 years.
Like, it's like I only attract Virgo men.
They the best.
I attract like crazies.
I'm just playing. I love all of that, but we don't like work well together. It only lasts for like a month, and then it's like all hell break loose. So I don't understand why they like are attracted to me. It's not gonna work, you know.
It will, but it also, it depends on a lot of other stuff. Like I said, so you have like 12 placements. And so every part of that placement or every planet controls a different part of you. So it doesn't only rely on the sun sign. But I love Virgo men because like you said, they masculine, they pay attention to detail. Like if they notice you like something, they finna come with it.
Yeah.
Like they are a man's man. Capricorn men too. I love earth sign men.
Yeah.
Capricorn and Virgo men, I'm automatically attracted to them.
I can see you saying Capricorn. I have been around Capricorn men, and usually they are very men. I need me a very man's man.
When you
that's
say
what I
a
want.
Man to lead, those are the men I want to lead me. Like the earth sign men, gosh, God knows. Bless me.
Earth sign men, right? Those are like the Virgos. And
Virgos, Capricorns.
Aquarius, what is that? Like
the air sign.
Their air sign.
So is the Aries
The Aries a fire sign, but they like the blue flame. I love Aries. If you're an Aries man, if you're an Aries man and you hearing this, slide in my DMs. I've been trying to find one of y'all.
Okay.
They fun. Every Aries man I had hung out, they be fun as fuck. They be fun. It's a good time. One of my favorite niggas is it. It is. We always have a good time with each other. Shout out to my favorite nigga.
Look, you gotta see that part. Then, like, I
shout out to you. One of my favorite niggas. We always have fun with each other. So yeah.
You gotta do your chart so you can find what your Lilith is. We're gonna do it because my Lilith is in the Aries, and that's like your pleasure, your desires. So that's who you usually have the
they
best sex
that
with.
I'm with what? An Aries, like my twin flame or whatever that is supposed to be, like an Aries.
Right I now, love Aries.
I love how we going about astrology.
I ain't never had a Taurus man.
I have dated a Taurus man.
I wish Mia was here because she said that's all she attracts.
Well, Taurus men are very like my moon sign is Taurus. I just feel like...
Oh, my God, I wish Mia was here. I want
to
face
them. I don't know. They can be... Chris Brown's a Taurus.
Okay.
They can be very... Now, shout out to my ex-boyfriend, but I don't want to throw no shade on him because that's my nigga, but he was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and him got along on the blunt side. Like, when we get together, it's one of them things where, like, if you swing, I swing type of thing. Like, we was doing that type of thing. But, like... when he is mad and emotional, he takes it to a different level of being mad and emotional.
They say, like, with Taurus, once they cut you off, they did to
them. Yeah, like, they very, yeah, that's, yeah. So
my
I can see.
My sister's a Taurus, and she's, like sweet as pie. Mm-hmm. But when she flipped, you would be like, this bitch is.
That's when that, like. I think because Taurus is close to Gemini. And I think that's what it is, where they be like, they, because I can't stand Geminis. I'm sorry.
Really?
Hell no. My daddy is a Gemini. My sister is a Gemini. And I have a very weird relationship with both of them. They would flip the script on you. I mean, Kanye. Speaking of Kanye, let's go ahead and talk about this, y'all.
Co-parenting.
Because we talking about this shit is hard.
I know. And Kim is a Libra. I know
she's sick of Kanye. She's sick of Kanye.
I know she's like mentally exhausted because
he's being very chaotic right now. And sometimes I do like chaos, but not all the time. But
it's too much back to back. Like I could do like once every week or once two.
No, he doing it every day. You wake up, this nigga posting something on Instagram. How do y'all feel about, are any one of y'all, well, I know you're not. Are you with your child? Okay. Hold on, one of my kids. Okay. Can you tell him not to do that? Go hit him back and go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Go hit him back and go upstairs.
Oh, I thought you said don't hit him back because you heard me saying.
No, go hit him back. So if y'all hear somebody screaming, it's because Nine just hit Aziz.
This is a mommy podcast. Sometimes we got a mom and podcast.
But so how's co-parenting for you?
Co-parenting for me just now became like really. I'll be hit him back.
Close the door, y'all.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead. I'll be back.
Co-parenting.
Yes. How was that for you?
Co-parenting for me has just now became like good, lovely. And shout out to my child's father because he stepped up. He's a really good father. He loves his child. Tomorrow it might be a different story. I might be having so much other shit to say. But as of
that's
today,
how it go, ain't it?
Yeah, it flips. But as of today, I'm really proud of him. He's been a really good father. It has not always been like that. It's been hell. But, like, right now, we're good.
That's good.
What about you co-parenting? Am I supposed to ask questions?
No, you can. Oh, you can. Come on. It's been cool. Like you said, like, it's just now
getting into it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's rough, though. And like you just said, sometimes next week it could be a different story because it could be some, you know, and it's mainly because the feeling of you think you can check out, but I can't check out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can tell me what you can and can't do, but I don't have that liberty. You know what I'm saying? So that's what creates the conflict. But once we finally stop intertwining and stop doubling back, that's when it got cool.
Okay, see, I never had the issue of intertwining and doubling back. I'm a Sagittarius, and we, like, when I'm done, it's a wrap. But emotionally, I feel like I might have still been connected in some way, mm-hmm. So I think that's probably an issue. But since I got my feelings completely 100% out of the scenario, the only thing I hate about it is, like, if I have an issue with something, mm-hmm. It's automatically, like, I'm in my feelings, or it can never be just because of what it is. Like, it's not because of anything but this, the well-being of my child. I don't care about what's going on nowhere else.
What you got going on.
And that's called gaslighting, because they do that a lot. They do that a lot, make it seem like you just mad because we not together.
Or you think you're trying to control the situation.
Yes. Yeah, it's always, ooh, yes, girl, always. Always, definitely.
Look, what's his sign? Look,
I was just about to ask that.
He's a Gemini.
Oh, I told you I don't like Geminis.
But I love Geminis. Like, when it was good, it was beautiful. Like,
and y'all was together like a long time.
Yeah, we was together for like 8 to 9 years.
Ooh, yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, and I want to meet like another Gemini just at an adult, mature level now this time. And somebody that's on my level, I feel like. Because we were like really good friends, but we didn't have the same.
And that's another thing, like how we were saying, it's two different types. Like, so for me, Libra is in September and October. There's a difference between September Libras and October Libras, but there's also a difference in like an evolved Libra and a young-minded Libra. You know what I'm saying? And there's a difference in, like you said, a Gemini, an evolved Gemini.
Right.
And because I have a cousin and an aunt who are Geminis. One of them is evolved. And I'm like, okay, I can deal with you. The other one is like, you getting on my last damn nerves, you know?
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah, so it's a difference.
That is so true. And you know what? I think me and him get along better now because he's evolving. It just couldn't happen when, you know.
Together. Right. And that's the conclusion I came with to my son's father, too. Like, look, we do way better when we're separate. You know what I'm saying? We're way better as friends. In a relationship, it's instantly toxic. Crazy. So what about you, Champagne?
I realized that me and my kid's daddy was toxic before we even. He's a Sag, actually. But
and they Sagittarius.
Yes.
Bless their heart.
I don't know. Maybe I get along with the women more than I get along with the men, though. The men.
I can't be in a relationship with the men. The men are better as friends.
That's
why I know, like, my son, I'm just trying to instill in him now, like, be honest about how you feel. Be honest about what you want. Because I keep hearing, like, I just gave a Sagittarius my number. Because I heard about them men. And as soon as he told me, when he was talking, you know how somebody starts saying stuff and you just ask them, what's your sign? He said, I'm a Sagittarius. I said, oh, hell. He said, why you say that? I said, do you be cheating? He said, I don't cheat. I just let them know.
We have commitment.
Because y'all need that freedom.
Pisces are usually the same because we're so, like, free spirit. And as a woman being a Pisces, a lot of Pisces that y'all know that's women, and I'm talking about just celebrities, you know, like Erykah Badu, Rihanna, you usually are like just the energy of them.
Are they Pisces?
They are Pisces. They so attractive and they so sensual, and usually men go after them, but, like, usually my problem is when men meet me and they attracted to me by my energy and stuff, but once they get to know me, they, like, want to control me and things like that. They want me to, that energy that I was giving off, yeah, that was fine when I met you, but now I want you to come. That's like you meeting a girl at the strip club, you like, that shit was sexy as hell, but I want you to take that shit off. Now I don't want you to do that no more. So my thing is with my kids' daddy, we have not, when the twins were like babies, like 1 year old, I knew this shit was gonna work out.
You made it to one, baby. My child was 4 months, and I was like, this is gonna be our last conversation.
His son, a Leo.
Okay. And I love Leo so much. It's just.
But y'all probably make very good friends right now, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's how I mean. Well, we kind of, when me and the twins' daddy are like good, we're good. But when we bad, we're bad.
Yeah,
like,
when we
like into it, we're into it. And I'm one of the people, when we into it, I want to fight. I don't want to talk no more. Yes, I don't care who you are.
And that's me. That's why I said, shout out to my son's father. He made me grow up. That is the last man I put my hands on. But at the time.
Yeah, I don't fight men no more.
I don't do that.
I got out of that. I grew up out of that. But you know what I'm saying? this shit is hard.
Delivered.
And the thing is, watching, because a lot of girls been talking about the whole, like, Kanye thing, and was like, don't you want your man to fight for your life? I mean, fight for your life. Fight for your love. And my thing is, with this whole Kanye thing is, he is. That's what he seems right now. Because, I don't know, we don't really know their life besides what they put on the internet. But in the past, a couple years ago, she was saying that he was living in Wyoming and she was living in California with the kids.
Right.
She was asking, they were saying she was begging for him, and this is what was going on. We don't know if it's true or not, but they were saying, like, she was telling him to come home. She had to fly in. We seen pictures of her crying in the car and him yelling. And
Now
that she's with Skeet, I love what he called dude Skeet, because that shit's so funny. Now that she's with Skeet, it's an issue.
That's how it always is.
Now it's an issue. He can't never meet my family. I want my family back.
Feel like she should, like, I'm for the first time, because I'm very pro black or whatever, but on this situation, I'm on Kim's side.
Me too. I'm so with you. Like, I'm very pro black in that type of situation. But with the whole Kanye thing, I'm like, girl, just don't even go back, because clearly what he doing is messy as fuck.
And then I hate that he's trying to pull that this is how they do black men. But you've been shitting on black people for the past. You know what I'm saying? That's, you make that bed, and now lay in it. Lay in it, please. And get comfy.
Get comfy. Yeah, so I hope, Kim, you probably would never, I hope you would listen to this one day.
We're
going to send it to you in your DM. But, baby, leave that nigga alone.
Please.
Like,
like Courtney. Courtney's my favorite Kardashian.
Yeah, Courtney. No.
She ain't trying to be black and ain't trying to mess with the black dudes.
She's sticking her own lane. She does stick in her own lane.
She ain't winning about no big ass. She don't be tanning all crazy. Mm-mm. She ain't. Her kids are actually white. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, be like Courtney.
You know, she even said in the beginning of time that she didn't want to marry Scott. She just had babies with him. And if you notice, every Kardashian is a baby mama. I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah, but Kourtney,
every Kardashian is a baby mama.
I love her. One. She's always just kind of done her own thing, you know. She like, look, I got something to do after this.
Yeah. You finna go outside?
No, well, y'all, I have an Airbnb as well, and I'm about to go. I was cleaning it before I came here, just right around the corner. I'm gonna go back and do that, so I don't
want to
be.
Oh, send me the link to your Airbnb.
You're right, so I can book it one day.
I ain't gonna trash it. I just want to book it. Yeah. Because I heard.
Thing. I do not like booking Nashville people.
And everybody who has an Airbnb says it. That's what I'm saying. It'll be like how we sipping champagne. We're going to do this. We're not going
to. I want to do one. Only. I think I'm about to do a staycation soon because that's what I love.
Yeah, we need a little.
Yeah, like a little staycation because this shit is hard.
How was the Airbnb process? How long have you had there?
It was not hard. I just opened it in September.
Shout out to this businesswoman we got next to us.
Period. It's so much. People make it seem so much harder than it actually is. When all you gotta do is apply, just jump into it. It's not hard, y'all.
See, I just recently learned that people, that you can have Airbnb without owning the property.
You can.
And so that's why I was telling my friend who's a realtor, I was like, I want an Airbnb, but I wanted to buy it. And I was like, well, if they can make it, if I can get it sooner because I don't have to own it. She was like, yeah, just lease it. But I wonder, like, how the liability stuff works with it, you know?
You can lease it. It's just so hard finding people that will do that, what is it called?
Like the short-term rental license?
Short-term rental is a word for it, though, that you have to, the apartment complex has to approve it. And it's so hard getting them to approve it. And then if they do approve it, they want to shoot your rent up $1,000 extra.
Yeah, because they know you're making money off of it.
So that's the hard thing. Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people do it under the radar, too. So.
Yeah, shout out to people who don't let them know.
Yeah.
Shout out to the under the table hustle.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it.
So what else do you do? I know you have a boutique too, right? You sell clothes.
Yes.
Can I go buy something today?
No, I ain't really got too much.
Okay.
Yeah. You can look on my page.
Okay, I'm gonna look on that.
It's in her bio. Boutique. Yeah, it's in my bio.
Okay.
So tell us about these names. How did you come up with the boutique name?
Melanie Boutique. How did I come up with that? My friend, LaHassia, she's also been my friend for a long time.
Oh,
too.
Yes. We love Hassie.
We do that together.
Okay.
I put her in there, and she actually came up with that name, and I just ran with it. We was actually trying to find, like, some astrology stuff to use because I'm trying to get into that, but it ended up being Melanie Boutique. Y'all know why? Because I was trying to name it after Kalani. And Kalani, and she was like, no, that's just don't. And so instead of Kalani, we did Melanie.
Okay.
But,
I mean, you have cute stuff, though.
Yeah,
I'm on there right now, y'all. She got really cute stuff. I wish you was open right now, because I need something for tonight.
Melanie Boutique. What you looking for, though? Because I got some stuff that I ain't posted.
I need something
that I can shake my ass on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We on the same page. I'm like, that
is over with.
Yeah, I don't want to wear no jeans. I'm trying to, when I shake my ass in the club, I want some niggas to see.
Last time we went out, she was like, look, that's why the girls be wearing that spandex and shit, because your ass is not moving in the pants.
That's what I told her.
I was like, it ain't moving.
Because if you see all the influencers, all the girls that be in the club, when they be shaking ass, they ain't wearing jeans. They wearing spandex, these little jumpsuits. To make that ass move. That's what I want, because this ass is about to move, because my birthday is in a week, baby. We finna shake this ass.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm looking for something to shake my ass.
I might have some stuff.
I'm going to have to get your number after this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we need to know. Yes. If we can pull up, pop out, pop the trunk.
Yeah, pop the trunk back in the day when they used to sell hair. I heard about people selling hair and clothes out the trunk. Just bring them days back. Just do a pop-up shop
you
in the fucking parking lot.
Said, he said that's how he got on. He said he used to see the Avon. No, him and Masterpiece said they used to see the Avon lady pop the trunk. He said, so that was their thing. They popped the trunk and they were stealing mixtapes.
That's what I'm saying. Let's bring that back.
To the real hustlers.
We got to bring it back to, shout out to the real hustlers.
Bring,
yeah.
Real hustlers.
Bring that shit back. You know what I'm saying? Pop, just pull up.
Like that, y'all. I go to the girl who
as you should
bag.
Like Jody.
Yep, I go with my bag of stuff or like the little rack and they buy the stuff.
Yeah. That's just like when they used to sell bootleg DVDs in the barbershop. They'll walk in the beauty shop, like, I got DVDs, place it, everything, you know?
About how barbershops and beauty shops are really the staple in the black
yes,
community.
It is.
That's where everybody hustle started. You know, mama had a shop, so I was in there working at 9:10. Like, that's where everybody hustle started. Mm-hmm.
They're going to come through with some stuff in the beauty shop.
Every
you know,
time.
What you might run across.
You go get your hair done. You leave out with a bag, a dress, some shoes. You ain't even got, yes.
Damn, I went and got my hair done and everything.
Listen, you ain't even got to go to the mall. You know what you wearing tonight. You done got it all. But I do want to thank you for coming and talking with us today, Tendra. You are the boss.
I'm glad I came, y'all.
It was hard? Was this shit hard tonight?
No, it wasn't hard.
Okay.
I got a little scared once I realized.
You did. It was all right. We're going to bring you back. And we're going to bring Alexis. Shout out to Alexis.
Yeah, yes, we got to bring Alexis.
She's so fun, so funny. I want
She's hilarious.
All right, thanks for listening to Mommies R Us. This is Champagne.
Just Miss Jazz.
Tedra, Fun DK, Dubs Beautico, Melanie Boutique.
All right.